viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before. Through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting it. And my guest speakers, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, helping me criticize movies with religious and spiritual themes. Assalamu alaikum, Brother Yasser, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Always a pleasure being with you, Brother Muhammad Jawad.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure. And the pleasure is all mine. Sayyid Abdullah, how are you? And assalamu alaikum, greetings to you.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, and thank you for having me.
You're welcome. One of the movies that we decided actually to start criticizing is, a fairly old one, What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward, featuring actors and actresses such as Robin Williams, Cuba Gooding Jr., and Jessica Brooks Grant, to just name a few. IMDb gave this movie 7 points out of 10, while Rotten Tomatoes gave this movie 52%, and Prime Video 7 out of 10. The film tells the story of Chris Nielsen, a man who dies in a car accident and enters a vibrant afterlife, only to discover his wife, Annie, has committed suicide out of grief. He embarks on a quest to find and reunite with her in the afterlife. That's about the plot of this movie. And before we get on with our program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, we'd like to have a little break by listening to a short part of this movie or trailer of the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. Stay with us.
The moment that comes for everyone. Has come for Chris Nielsen.
You've died, Chris.
If heaven were a place of beauty...
Oh! Boy, I screwed up. I'm in dog heaven.
...and wonder...
Nice place you got here.
No. Nice place you got here.
We all paint our own surroundings. You're the first guy I know to use real paint.
Where you felt no fear...
I'm gonna drown.
Can't. You're already dead.
Oh.
...and knew only joy...
I can fly.
Yeah! It's your world!
Could you forget the past?
Welcome back to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program. Brother Yasser and Syed Abdullah, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Vincent Ward. As you know, we didn't finish the criticism of this movie in the last episode of Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, and we'd like to continue with our questions and the critique of this movie. Brother Yasser, I'm going to ask you a very difficult question.
Okay.
Do we have any tradition, any, let's say, account, historical, religious, spiritual, mystical account, regarding the type of communication which is achieved in the afterlife? Is it in the form of language, or is telepathy, or something else, or in the form of thought, so, as some people say?
So, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. That's one of the mysteries of death. First of all, we need to understand that what this movie depicts of the afterlife as just being the function of the brain and so on and so forth, and thoughts, that is incorrect according to the Islamic tradition. The Islamic tradition is clear that the human being has two facets to their existence, one being the physical aspect of their existence, the other being the soul or the ruh, the nafs, whatever you want to call it in the kalami sense. Yes, these words have different meanings in the other sciences, but in the science of theology and in my kalam, they all mean the same thing. So when someone passes away, obviously that physical body is gone.
Yes.
It's gone. However, we do know from particular accounts, tradition from the Quran al-Majid, from traditions, that we believe in what is known as this bodily resurrection. And what does that actually mean? It doesn't mean that you'll have the same body that you will that you had or has the same qualities of the body that is here in the material world. But it's a type of form, a vehicle, a vessel by which the soul has to be carried in.
Yes.
Again, understanding the different realms of existence. So this we're looking at the first realm of existence after the material realm, which is the alam al-misal. So in that alam al-misal, where most of these philosophers and urafa will say that the hereafter will take place, and with some of the all of us, that is like same concept as this movie, that you are creating your own heaven and hell,
right?
Same as the movie tries to depict anyway, that you are creating it. And we have many traditions like this in terms of the person with the actions in this world, right at this very moment, are creating their own heaven or hell, right in this moment now.
Yes.
But to answer your question, at that particular moment in time, we do have certain ahadith indicating conversations of people. For example, there's one tradition that says that the people will be able to see the imams, the prophets, people they've seen before. In the Quran al-Majid, there is actually a verse that says the people of heaven will be looking down at the people of hell and saying, you know,
right,
you know, what's up, basically.
Yes.
So there's a communication now. Exactly how that communication takes place is not known. Because there are certain hadiths that say, oh, the language of paradise is Arabic.
Yeah.
But is it necessarily have to be Arabic?
No.
Why Arabic? Is it necessary that communication takes place the same way as me and you are communicating right now? Understand, the way me and you are communicating right now, there is a process, i.e., I have to first imagine those words, understand the meaning of it, goes very fast, obviously, and then transfer those meanings that I have from my soul to you.
Yeah.
Then you have to always get the same process of understanding it. Is that the process that's going to happen in the hereafter or no? It's not necessary to be that. Is that just by me and you being in the same room together, I already communicating, you communicate, you understanding what I want to say, you understanding what me, there's an understanding, there's a closeness. So it may not necessarily be language like this.
Yes.
But communication doesn't, and again, telepathy, because there's no such thing as brain firing itself, whatever you want to call it. But it's a form of communication. Exactly how two souls communicate doesn't necessarily, even in this world, there are souls that communicate.
Yeah.
Without language.
Exactly. Exactly.
Exactly without language. They communicate. Yeah. I know exactly what that person is feeling, you know what I'm feeling. So why is that something unimaginable in the hereafter?
With my educational background in language, you know, I asked this question, and I know there's a huge difference between language and communication. That's why I asked this question in the form of communication, not languages, because languages, in fact, take time and
it's a means of communication.
And it needs some conditions or preconditions that needs to be actually met. And we don't know whether there is time, place, or whatever. Are there other dimensions in the afterlife? That's another question. Sayyid Abdullah, let me ask you this question. What is the significance of the nature or visual beauty of heaven in the movie?
From their perspective, from our perspective?
Both. Do they correspond? Like?
Yeah, pretty much. Because, see, the idea is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us, He promised, because human beings, we ourselves are visual. We see, we visualize. Now, obviously, this is another discussion. What is the eyes that see or the soul that see? And how does that manifest itself in the afterlife? Because obviously the body will change. We're going to have a different entity altogether. We're going to look different. So what sees? But obviously Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He focuses on the visual aspect of heaven. How it's built and from what it's built and the diamond and emeralds and this and that and the beauties. So obviously there's something that we as human beings are attracted to, which is the imagery of things and beautiful things. Mm. And in that movie, they tried their best. I mean, considering that the year it was released, 2009, they didn't do much effects, but they tried their best.
Yes.
To show you what heaven could look like. I mean, they failed miserably, but it was a good attempt. Mm. You know, trees and water and waterfalls and people flying. Mm. That's it. That's the main theme of heaven, is that you have the ability to fly. Beside that, you see, you're sitting next to each other playing music. That's what one of the guys was doing, which seemed really boring to be in heaven. So they could not project it correctly. But obviously, they did understand that there is this human innate towards beauty that they needed to show. And they, like I said, they tried to manifest that as much as they could. And these things, like I said, were the, I can digest it. I would draw, there are more beautiful scenes on earth.
Yeah.
Rather than what the movie actually projected.
How would you justify heaven to people living in Switzerland?
Yeah, I know. For me, it was actually depressing, the sunset and the thing. It was kind of depressing. Like, dude, if I was in the Bahamas, that would be like heaven. You know what I mean? If I was in the Caribbean, that would be heaven.
And not to mention Australia is also beautiful.
Yeah, Australia, for example, you've got the Gold Coast.
Yeah.
I'm like, so they tried, but obviously they failed.
It was an honest attempt.
It was a good attempt. But like I said, so the main thing that they were trying to actually show in terms of heaven is the fact that you can fly. People just flying around.
Thank you very much. Let's take a short break and then we'll get back and ask more questions regarding the movie, What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Winsome Ward, in the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Stay tuned.
I need Annie. That'll change in time. Time does not exist here. And wherever it went, it's not going to make me need Annie any less.
Or would you journey beyond heaven and hell?
You never see her.
I'm her soulmate. I can find her.
To get it back.
All you're good for is your wife loves you.
You just kept me there.
Robin Williams.
It's about not giving up.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
He's never been anywhere like this before.
No, neither have you.
I'm not leaving him.
Annabella Sciorra.
Across whatever distance there is, I send you my love.
You're fine. You can do it. I believe in you.
I'm still here, babe. I still exist.
What dreams may come.
Welcome back to the program, Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie What Dreams May Come, produced in 1998, directed by Winston Ward. Brother Yasser, what is the significance of the children's presence in the afterlife? Do we get to see our children even after we die?
Look, it's possible. Mm-hmm. But again, it depends on their own actions, their own kind of, deeds that they did in this world.
Yes.
No, it's not so easy just to say, oh, you will definitely see them somewhere else. Everybody will be answerable for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are many verses that says that on the day of judgment, the mother will run away from her son.
Yes.
You know? They'll just run, right?
Yeah.
Because the point is that, you know, this is it's a place of fear, a place of questioning. Again, this the symbols, but the symbols in the Quran al-Majid and the Hadith are showing a reality. That is all that you are on your own.
Mm.
You're going to be by yourself.
Right.
No one is going to be able to assist you.
Yes.
Obviously, under certain conditions and so on and so forth. But the possibility is there if, for example, the family was a... That's why one of the important aspects of Islam is to have a family environment where everybody is going in the same objective with the same goal in mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's very likely that whole family will be in the same place.
Right.
Why not? Up and down, whatever. And it's possible to them see them again. Yes, mm-hmm. Why not?
Thank you. Syed Abdullah, is the last and quick question I'm going to ask you here at the end of this episode. What does the hell sequence symbolize? I asked you a question before the break about heaven.
Yeah.
And now...
But
how
hell.
Is hell?
Well, based on the movie, they try to show you the levels of despair that people go through and their mindset of like how bad they are,
right.
And it depends on how they were feeling they would go in these levels, mm-hmm. or at least in the consequences, which is a quite similar to from an Islamic perspective as well, because we do know hell has layers, right?
Yes.
And each layer is different, and people depends on what actions they've committed, each would go to a different layer. Now, from an Islamic perspective, we've been told by the hadith that for those who commit, for example, suicide, will go directly to hell,
yes.
to the bottom of hell. So there are layers depending on how much you despair and how much consequences you have done.
Mm.
And I think this is what the movie they're trying to show, that you begin with for slowly until you get to the worst stage.
I see. Thank you very much, Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, for your nice contribution to the program Viewpoints, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, criticizing the movie What Dreams May Come, producing 1998, directed by Winston Ward. Of course, we haven't finished the criticism of this movie, and we'll hope to do it next time in the upcoming episodes. Have a nice time. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.